Just in time for the holidays, there's a new place to gather, make new friends, and sample locally crafted beverages in Hot Springs. Bacova Beer Company owner Seth Ellis told listeners about opening this new business in part one of this pair of stories. Then I asked him for a short course or craft brewing 101.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a relatively simple process. I mean, beer's been around since really the beginning of recorded history, or maybe even before that. Beer's one of the oldest drinks in the world that we have records for. So it's kind of, I'll tell you about the process, and it kind of boggles the mind how, you know, early man discovered how to make beer, because it's not, you know, it's not the most obvious thing in the world. So basically, you start out with malted barley. It's regular barley, but it's been malted, which means it's been steeped in water, germinated to a certain point, germination stopped, and then it's kiln dried in different ways or another. And so it's basically getting the barley ready to be mashed. So in that process, you crush the barley up to expose the starches inside of the grain, and then you steep it or mash it in hot water, you know, about 150 degree water, and enzymes go to work, and those starches get converted by those enzymes into sugars. So once you do that, you go through a process called lautering and sparging, which is just a fancy word for draining and rinsing. So you take more hot water, you drain it out of the mash tun, as it were, which is a vessel, and you separate it from the grain, and you rinse that and rinse all the sugars off of the grain, and you put all that into a boil kettle, and you boil it for a certain amount of time, and that's when you add your hops. You get isomerization of the alpha acids, and then you transfer the wort, as it's called now, which is unfermented beer, must. It's called must in wine, but it's wort when it's beer. And then you transfer that through a heat exchanger, cool it down as rapidly as possible, add a little oxygen, put it in the fermenter, and that's when you add your yeast, and you let the yeast do their work, and you carbonate it and keg it, and next thing you know, you got beer.
And tell us a little bit about the transition from being a home brewer to being a craft brewer.
Yeah, so it wasn't as difficult as I first thought it would be. You know, when you're working, like at home, I was brewing in 10-gallon batches. Now I'm brewing in 5-barrel batches, and basically a U.S. barrel is 31 gallons. So I went from, it was 15 times, basically. I went from brewing 10 gallons at a time to 155 gallons at a time. And it wasn't, I mean, the process of making beer is the same. I mean, making beer is making beer, no matter what kind of style of beer you're making. That process I just run through is the same for every single beer anybody does anywhere. It's just different, you know, barley varieties, different kind of malt, different kind of hops, different kind of yeast that differentiates different kinds of beers. So transitioning, but the process wasn't that bad. But, you know, we're kind of working out the kinks, and we got to have a starting point. So we started with something, and we'll tweak it from there as need be.
For images of the whole process from building renovations up to the very first brewing and their colorful growlers, visit the Bacova Beer Company's Facebook page. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.